woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
27 degrees is the high, but it's only 16 right now. Nice, cool morning. Sun's coming up. Looks beautiful. Everybody's here. Ready for a good time?
Yep.
It's Wednesday. You're already halfway through the week. And I think we need to talk about this. Guys, 5K Friday. It's only an hour away. We're going to give you a keyword. And then, once you have the keyword and you get entered in the contest, you know you only have to wait 48 hours for the real draw on Friday morning, which would be amazing. In the meantime, let's check in with TJ. Let's check in with producer Michaela. What's on your mind, TJ?
I went through the ultimate relationship test yesterday. My girlfriend and I went to Costco with her parents.
Why did you do that?
Because they have a Costco card and we don't.
Oh.
And it was, I swallowed a panic attack for about 45 minutes.
Did it go okay?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Now I have a skid worth of toilet paper and I have a whole bunch of sesame snaps.
The good thing about that is that you really only have to go back like twice a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Producer Michaela, what's going on?
I wanted to share a story about Tom Daley, the Olympian from the...
The diver.
Yeah. I wanted to share because, yeah, he won a gold medal last week and he made himself a little knitting cozy for it to keep it safe on his travel.
Oh, that's
so I guess it's like his pastime that makes him feel really happy and gets him out of his headspace is to knit. And on his Instagram, he shared a little cozy he made for it to keep it safe. It's so cute.
All right, that's cool.
You know what sucks too? I was watching that, and it, you know, those athletes that are done, usually they like to stick around and help out their teammates. But if you're done your Olympic event, the rule is you got to be out of there in 48 hours.
What?
Yeah, so he can go to his friends' events, and then you got to go home. So I'm wondering, like, who's going to be left for the closing ceremonies for them?
Oh, that's a good point.
But, you know, I guess things are pretty rough there right now with COVID because they don't have the vaccine access that we do.
Yeah.
So it's sort of one of those things where I guess it sort of makes sense in that context, but it's kind of a bummer.
They'll do the closing ceremony on Zoom.
Yeah, honestly, that's probably what they're going to end up doing. And hey, by the way, did you know you can be fined for feeding a squirrel? Couple songs from now, how much is actually going to be surprising to you?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, if you've thought about feeding squirrels, maybe don't. You could get fined pretty aggressively for it. As a couple in Vaughan just found out, they got a $615 ticket for feeding a neighborhood squirrel they nicknamed Sunny.
Huh.
It was an Eastern Gray, and I guess neighbors had started to complain.
Did they?
Yeah. Because they were feeding it. Now, okay, so I had the same reaction to that, but I was reading some comments online, and I guess it can become kind of a nuisance because I guess the squirrels will tell their squirrel friends, and then a bunch of squirrels will come into the neighborhood, and then they'll mess with your plants and do a whole bunch of stuff. And I think everyone could just probably meet in the middle on that one a little bit. But
yeah,
it's a weird one. But if you're living through it, I could understand the frustration. $615, by the way, it sounds aggressive, but it's not even as bad as it can get. The city of Toronto has set no fine listed for feeding squirrels, but Mississauga can face a penalty of $5,000 for intentionally feeding wild animals. And Hamilton, fines for the same thing start at $10,000 and range up to $25,000 upon subsequent convictions. Now, I'm sure you're not going to get fined $25,000 for feeding a squirrel, but if, let's say, you make some sort of raft out of several squirrels and then you ride them while feeding them, that would probably
be an issue.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. $10,000 to start?
That's a lot.
Do you get a warning first, do you think? Like, even this couple in Vaughan, do you think that they said, guys, you got to stop? And then they didn't. And then they probably went by and the guys, don't make us find you. And they're like, oh, we dare you.
So apparently they did get a warning.
Okay.
So that adds to it a little bit.
What does the squirrel, what does a bunch of squirrels do to your property?
Wouldn't they tear up all your, like, your garden? And
I don't know. I thought that was just skunks that went in and dug for bugs and stuff like that. I don't think, like, squirrels seem pretty harmless.
Not if you ask my dog.
Okay, well, the dog would probably love the squirrels.
Charlie,
squirrels
hates
maybe not
the
so
squirrels,
much. Yeah. But I think I have to say, like, I'm curious as to what the squirrel and their squirrel friends would really do to you. Like, what's gonna happen?
Maybe they form some sort of like woodland critter band,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing music at all hours of the night. That could happen, I'm sure. maybe they were bamboozling the elder couple. Like maybe
could have been.
Maybe they were stealing their money.
It could have been.
Like it was all just a ploy to get close and steal their life savings.
Look at this. Oh yeah, from Milton. Squirrels do dig up your lawn or your garden to hide their nuts.
Oh,
okay.
So there you go.
Oh, there you go. Well, I mean, you do get a free share of the nuts, right? If they're doing it on your property, you should take like 15%.
Yeah, steal from squirrels.
100%. What are they going to do?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You would not believe the destructive power of a squirrel. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Adam Wilde, TJ, Jax is on vacation. It's Virgin Mornings. And the amount of text messages we have about this story of a couple in Vaughan who were charged $615 by City of Vaughan in a fine because they, you know, kept feeding a squirrel.
Yeah.
And I guess that was a bit of a problem.
They also named him, which is a big mistake.
What was his name?
Sonny.
Sonny, okay. Yeah. Now, what are the text messages saying? Because you wouldn't believe the things that people have had destroyed by a squirrel.
So from the 289, my dad had to rewire his boat because my stepmom feeds them and they will chew all the wiring.
Whoa.
From the 905, squirrels can be very destructive. A friend of mine actually had to replace all of the insulation in his attic because squirrels got in there and nested and did their business everywhere.
Oh, man.
From the 416, hello, squirrels can chew your car's wiring. Happened to two vehicles at the apartment building where I lived, and it's very, very costly to fix.
Do you have insurance? Can you get insurance against squirrels?
I don't think
I'm serious questions.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man.
That would just be an act of nature. from the 647, squirrels destroyed my marriage.
That was my excuse, too. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi. It's called Stay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you're the most decorated Olympian of all time.
Mm-hmm. I am.
You're not.
I am.
Penny Oleksiak is. Most decorated Canadian Olympian of all time. It's pretty spectacular.
Pretty
Seven
cool.
medals, right?
Her brother plays in the NHL too, so pretty athletic family.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They did all right. Now, the interesting thing with Penny is she won her first gold medal at 16.
Yeah.
And won a bunch then and won a bunch this summer games. And in three more years, when the next summer games happen, she'll probably win a bunch more. She'll be like 24.
Yeah.
Young.
Crazy.
But there's always got to be that one person who said, nah, you're not going to do it. And Penny tweeted this on her plane ride home. She said, I want to thank that teacher in high school who told me to stop swimming and to focus on school because swimming wouldn't get me anywhere. And she started the tweet with, hey, just Googled most decorated Olympian of all, Canadian Olympian of all time, and my name came up.
Sick.
That's pretty awesome. Sick burn. And you know, the thing is, I feel like everybody, no matter what you do, whatever you're good at, somebody said, mm-mm, you can't. You'll never do anything with that. And I'd hate to be that guy. Like, imagine you find out about that tweet and you know that you know, because that's somebody here in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
She grew up here. So there's somebody who is a teacher here who said that to her. And I wonder if that person knows what they said, regrets what they said, even cares at all.
Yeah. Or have they spun it in their head to say, look who's the big motivator to make Penny Oleksiak the most decorated Canadian athlete.
You wouldn't think so, would you?
Well, narcissism is a crazy thing.
Okay. Well, to them, I say, maybe do your research first. Yeah. That must have been painful for them, eh? She was like 15 or 16 years old. And they're like, focus on school. And then she's in the Olympics and winning a bunch of medals.
Do you think there's a part of them that was like kind of hoping she'd lose because they wanted to be right?
Oh, come on. But you're right, maybe.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So there's a couple Olympic things that you might have been waiting for this morning. Maybe even the results for. You know, you might not be able to stay home and watch. Mm-hmm. But we were supposed to get the 200-meter men's sprint this morning at about 6:15.
Yeah.
We're also supposed to get the women's final for the gold medal in soccer.
Yes. They're really emotional semis against the U.S.
And the fact that Canada's in the final for that is absolutely amazing. Spectacular. Those women just gutted out that performance. The U.S. really poured it on after they scored, too, and not a chance Canada was going to let that happen. It was amazing. And God, it was so nice to see salty American tears from that. Like, oh, I don't think I've... One of the American players, like, I don't even think I've ever even lost to Canada.
Well, we have now. So.
Woo! Anyway, it's so hot in Tokyo right now that both teams in the final said, hey, IOC, can we delay this? Because it's 40 degrees. And that's what they said. It's 40 degrees Celsius.
They even posted the picture of the, I don't want to call it the thermometer, the big digital thermometer in the stadium, and it says 40. So it's not even like they're estimating. It's 40 degrees within the stadium.
Right.
That's wild.
And it looks like that might be the reason the 200-meter men's final has been postponed as well. Because, and I don't know if you watched the first kind of heats of it, the first round, but heat is like a perfect word for it, because I remember Andre DeGrasse running it and then looking exhausted at the end, and I was thinking, like, okay, I know you give your all for 200 meters, but this guy is in the best physical shape of any person on planet Earth. I can't imagine he's that tired. And it turns out it's like 40 degrees. And it's actually leveling on dangerous for them.
Yeah.
And this is an outdoor stadium and all those things. So apparently they're going to wait for it to cool off a little bit, but we will see. So maybe later this morning we find out. But we haven't heard any word on when it's postponed too, have we?
Not that I have saw just yet. So trackside temperatures at the stadium reached 40 degrees earlier this week, with the women's medal game due to take place at 1100 local time.
Yeah.
So no, they haven't postponed it yet. I'm assuming it'd be later.
Probably later today.
Yeah.
It'd be very interesting because, you know, obviously if you had, you know, 50,000 people with tickets going in, that would have been a different story. But because nobody's in there,
Just move it.
Just move it.
Did you see anybody complaining about it online? I did a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah. They're like, oh, I can't believe these athletes can't run in the heat. It's like, okay.
Did somebody complain about that?
Yeah. Why don't you look at what you're doing and look at what they're doing?
Hey, because that guy behind the computer, why don't you go run in the 40 degree heat, okay?
What?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Yesterday, the province released its 2021 school plan, which is exciting, something we've all been waiting for. So elementary and secondary school students will both return to the classroom 5 days a week in the fall. There will also be an option to do at-home learning if you're more comfortable with that. So it's nice to see that they gave both options. We're also going to see a return of field trips, school assemblies, music programming, and extracurricular activities. You know what was my favorite assembly in school? Was the Christmas assembly every year, where they would sit you down on the floor with no padding under your butt, and then they would make you sing songs off the projector.
Right.
Did your school do that?
Yeah, they did. And I think that they've gotten rid of that because, and I didn't think anything of it at the time, but there were Jewish and Muslim kids in my school. And like, I remember asking one of the teachers, like, well, you know, why aren't you singing some of these songs? And she's like, well, I'm Jewish. And like, you know, especially the songs about Jesus. And it's like, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, maybe it's a public school. We shouldn't have been doing this forever.
100%.
Yeah. We'll live and learn. A Canadian Olympic diver returned home to a marriage proposal at the airport. It sounds like a movie, and that's because it basically is. So Jennifer Abel, the Laval, Quebec diver, returned home from Tokyo after winning a silver medal in synchronized swinging.
Yay,
synchronized
that's
diving last week, which is cool. As she arrived at Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport in Montreal, of course, she got a nice warm welcome. And her boyfriend, a boxer named of David Lemieux, got down on one knee and popped the question.
Wow.
And of course, she said yes. You mentioned this earlier, but it's a little strange this year because due to COVID-19 restrictions at the Olympics, athletes are required to leave the country 48 hours after they finish their events. So they came and enjoy their riches of winning.
Yes. Yeah. And I think if you've, you know, I think Tokyo is reporting like 4,000 new COVID cases a day right now.
Yeah, it makes sense.
A day in one city. So yeah, it makes sense. They'd probably want them out of there.
Here's how much you need to make a year to buy a house in Toronto, because let's end trending on a sad note. The National Bank of Canada's latest housing affordability monitor was released yesterday, and it was ominously titled, Housing Affordability Worsens by the Most in 27 Years. So, not the best.
Right.
They say that someone would need an annual household income of nearly 200 grand to afford an average detached house in Toronto. Condos are a little bit easier. You need a combined household income of $131,000, just over that. So, you know, no surprise there. It's expensive to buy.
It's a lot.
Yay. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. I was talking to my friend about trips that we'd want to go to, and he's like, man, I want to go back to Switzerland. And I said, really, Switzerland? And he's like, yeah, it's amazing, but it's really expensive. I said, well, how expensive? And he's like, well, just to put it, he's like, I went to Starbucks and I got a bagel and I got a coffee. And it cost me $20 Canadian.
What?
Because he said in Zurich, I guess they all, it's very expensive to live there. And the euro is what the euro is or whatever. And he said, but it's interesting because my friend who works there, they get paid relative to what the cost is of the city. which I don't think is happening here. I'm not going to lie.
No, I think there's some discrepancies. Mm-hmm. I've heard Iceland's actually very similar because for a long time they were trying to get, and I believe they still are, trying to get people to visit Iceland. Tourism's a big part of it. So flights to Iceland was dirt cheap, but anything you wanted to buy in Iceland was crazy expensive.
Outrageously expensive.
Like when you go to McDonald's, it's like $40.
It's an island, right? You have to import everything. Anyway, let's get to 5K Fridays. We're going to do that for you in two songs at 8 a.m.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you intimidated when somebody says, "How are you?" in a social situation, because you can have social situations now. People still aren't even used to the fact that you can get together and not feel guilty about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can just do that. It's crazy, isn't it?
It's wild. It's going to take a little while to adjust to that.
You can have people in your house eating.
And you don't have to be secretive or lie about it.
No. No, exactly. 100%. Now, talking to people face-to-face again is hard for a lot of us. And I know that that sounds a little bit ridiculous. But if it sounds ridiculous to you, that's because it doesn't bother you. There will be people listening to this who go, you know what's a lot harder than I care to admit to my friends and family?
This might surprise you, but I'm the type of person that I need to pre-have conversations in my head before I have them. So like if I go to parties and stuff, I'm like, okay, I'm going to prep some potential conversations I can have with people. I could tell them about my recent trip and just ask questions.
So interesting that you say that. There is a Wall Street Journal article about this. And they said, if you struggle with small talk, one of the things you should do is plan ahead. So,
nailed it.
What is your answer for friends, workplace colleagues, people in your community that, you know, like maybe your neighbors or whatever?
Yeah.
What is your answer for days when you just don't have energy? So, if somebody says, "How are you?" your answer for your friends is going to be different than somebody in your workplace, your neighbor. And your answer based on how much social energy you have is going to be different. So let's say I, TJ, am your brother. And okay. I say, "How are you?" What's your answer going to be?
"I'm all right."
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as guys, we'd probably just keep, "Oh, that's good. He's all right." Okay, well, I'm going to keep going.
He's come see, come saw. That's fine.
If I'm your mom, I'm going to be like, "Just all right?"
Yeah.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
100%. If I am a workplace colleague and I ask you, "How are you?"
Great. How are you?
Yes, know? Because you're hiding everything. You don't want to say anything to them.
I want them to see the real me.
Now, if I'm your neighbor and I live in your condo building, the fact that I'm talking to you at all is rare. Nobody talks to anybody in condo buildings.
Yeah.
But if I ask you, "How are you?"
I call the concierge and say there's a crazy person in the building. Get them out of here. I say, "Yeah, I'm great. How are you?" Just spin it back really quick.
Interesting. They also say one of the things you should do when you're having conversations and it's awkward, or you feel awkward, maybe the conversation isn't awkward, is you ask questions. So you, like, you nailed it right there.
Yeah.
It's turn it around and ask them about themselves.
That is my absolute biggest piece of advice I can ever give anybody. I have two pieces of advice that I give everyone all the time. If you're doing a wedding speech, make it short and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are talking to somebody and you're a little bit socially awkward, just ask questions.
When you're getting to know someone's family members and they're a little drunk.
People love talking about themselves.
For sure they do.
It's their favorite topic.
So ask them about themselves. Yeah. And here's the thing. They're going to walk away from the conversation with you feeling like, man, he really cares.
Yeah.
They really care about me.
It's 2 degrees of manipulation. That's great.
And they said, segue smoothly, and this can get you out of, and this is important for people who are awkward in conversation, because you know there's those people that they talk and they talk and they talk and you don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
They call this, experts actually call this conversation jail, where you're saying, when you're in a conversation and you go, "That's crazy," and then a sentence later you're like, "Whoa, that's crazy." If you're at two "that's crazies," it's time to leave conversation jail.
Yeah.
And they say, Listen closely for an opportunity to change the subject or say, "I need to go to the bathroom." So here's the thing. They said, did the person just mention that their workplace is going to require masks again now? You can use that as a pivot to your vacation plan. Speaking of masks, did you know that Disney World has a mask policy? We're thinking of taking our kids and this is what it is, or something like
That's smart.
Smart, right? And then, of course, exit gracefully. "Great to see you. Glad we got to catch up." That's the key thing right there. Hey, it's great to see you. I'm glad we got to catch up.
Anyway, ciao. And just know that we've now entered the easier part of trying to make conversation again, because when things kind of opened up for like a half second and you would run into people and they would say, "What's up?" And you would say nothing, because nothing was up. At least now there's plans, there's optimism, there's things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
There's more things to talk about. doesn't mean it's going to make it any less weird, but just know that there's more options, and that should be relieving.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jess.
So, in case you were looking for it, this morning we were supposed to get the gold medal women's soccer game. Canada, obviously, playing in it.
Yeah.
But they've canceled it. They're moving it to, the I think, Friday?
It sounds like Friday.
Yeah, so that's the thing. We were looking for that, and we were looking for the 200-meter men sprinting. Still haven't heard much about that. But basically, it was so hot in Tokyo that both teams said, can we maybe not do this right now?
It was 40 degrees down there.
I'm wondering, honestly, did they think that that would be a good idea to do that right at like 11 a.m. local time? Or whatever it's supposed to be? Like, we know it's hot in Tokyo in the summer, right? Like, Why did they put that in an outdoor stadium and think that everybody would be able to do that?
Well, especially with no one there. Like, they're lucky that no one's there because they did move. I'm sure if there was actually people in the stadium, how many can that stadium hold?
55,000 or something like
that. Yeah, so if you had 55,000 that were going.
Can't move it.
Yeah, it's happening. So at least it's happening later this week. It'll happen on a Friday, which would be sweet
because
then we can all enjoy it. And the other part, too, is like now you're going to get their athletes at their absolute best.
Yes,
right?
100%. When I was watching, the 200 meter men's sprint heats, and the two Canadian guys in it, like they were absolutely gassed afterwards. Yeah. And you're talking about guys; they're running for 20 seconds. Now, I understand that it's an insane event, but you're also like these guys are in peak physical condition.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be this tired. And the announcers on TV were saying, like, listen, it's the heat. Like, these guys are in 40-degree heat running like this. It's probably not a good idea. And so I think that they've probably moved that one as well. Probably just best to do it when the sun goes down, right?
Yeah. It's been the bizarre Olympics. Obviously, because of unprecedented times. But also, like, even the rule that they have to leave within 48 hours of their event completing.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be weird if you were competing in the Olympics at the very beginning. Because a big part of this, like, you know, imagine you're performing on competing in day 1, 2, or 3. And then you're back home within the week.
Yeah.
And if you're single, a big part of going to the Olympics is being in the Olympic Village and firing up Tinder. And now you can't do that. And they robbed you of that. Thanks a lot, COVID.
Thanks, COVID. Yeah. So you'll have to basically train really hard and be back in 3 years. Because we have the Olympics. Again, so we've got the Olympics this summer. We got the Winter Olympics this February.
Yep.
And then in a couple of years, in 2024, we've got the Olympics again. Yep. So we're going to be Olympic'd out. It'll be great. But hopefully, you know, a little more time in the Athletes Village, you know?
For Smooch Fridays.
Exactly.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario released its 2021 school plan, so elementary and secondary school students will both return to the classroom 5 days a week in the fall. There will be an option to do at-home learning if you're more comfortable with that. Also going to see a return of field trips, school assemblies, music programming, and extracurricular activities. Adam, what was your favorite field trip you remember going on?
We used to do this thing. We would go to Kearney, which I think we stayed over. It was like a little camp, and we stayed overnight there and stuff.
What?
Yeah, and they did like... The thing was that it was like always in the spring and like March, so everything was super muddy, and I can remember just my feet were just soaked the whole time.
Yeah.
But it was really fun.
What a horrible time to go camping.
It wasn't like camp. It was like an overnight camp, but like you were staying in a bunkhouse and like with a bunch of your friends. And then there was inevitably that kid that had like never been away from home. And this isn't grade 6. And so they'd be crying all night. And it was just chaos.
Yeah.
But I had a great time.
Yeah, grade 6 was tough.
Yeah, grade 6 was tough.
I always loved Pioneer Village. We would go like every year. And then we'd always try and make the people break character.
Oh, jeez.
And they never did. They never broke character.
I remember doing one of those Pioneer Villages with my mom, and she was like, she was trying to do that, and she was asking the person, like, because she was baking bread. She's like, how much bread can you bake in a day? And the person looked at her and said, as many as one can bake. And I was like, wow, good answer. Good answer. All right.
Well done.
Yeah, she's grown wise.
Rihanna is officially a billionaire with a B. Her net worth is $1.7 billion, according to Forbes, making her the wealthiest female musician in the world and second only to Oprah Winfrey as the richest female entertainer. But it's not her music that made her wealthy. The bulk of her fortune, they estimate $1.4 billion, comes from the value of Fenty Beauty, which she owns half of. Much of the rest lies in her Savage X Fenty lingerie, which is $270 million. And then the rest is her earnings from music and as an actress. So, like, when people say, hey, Rihanna, when's the new album coming? She doesn't need to.
No, I think she's good. The thing is, too, like, when you do an album And all of us think this would be a sweet job to have. Yeah. Like you make an album, it goes into the top of the charts, and then you tour around the world. But you have to remember, Rihanna came out with an album every year for 10 straight years. Mm-hmm. And you have to tour cycle that. And that means doing a bunch of press.
Yeah.
And that means, like, okay, imagine you have $1 billion and they're like, hey, Rihanna, we want you to tour the world on someone else's schedule. You're probably saying, no, I don't think so anymore.
I'm going to sit by this pool and be Rihanna. A Vaughn couple was just fined $615 for feeding a squirrel. The couple had received a warning after neighbors complained of them feeding an eastern gray squirrel, which they named Sunny. Apparently, feeding of wildlife is the primary cause of animal/human conflict.
Wow.
According to Vaughn's animal control bylaw. The city of Toronto, by the way, has no listed fine for people feeding squirrels or, I would assume, other woodland critters. But their friends in Mississauga can face a penalty of up to $5,000 for intentionally feeding wild animals. In Hamilton, it starts at $10,000 and can range up to $25,000. Now, I'm assuming you're not going to get fined $10,000 for feeding a chipmunk, but I imagine if you feed a lot of chipmunks, maybe then they'll start to think about it. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Damn, that is crazy, TJ. So a lot of text messages coming in this morning saying, guys, you have no idea the destructive power of squirrels.
Yeah.
People, like, I guess they chew wires, and somebody texted in and said, my mom feeds squirrels all the time, and then my dad had to replace all the wiring in his boat.
Yeah, that's actually how the Titanic sank.
Is that? Oh, squirrels.
Squirrels, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't the iceberg. Good. Interesting. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, apparently, the overnight camp happened all over the GTHA, yeah, which is good, but everybody had different ones. And TJ's been claiming that Brampton didn't have one.
Apparently they did.
TJ just wasn't invited to it. What's it called?
So somebody texted in from Form of Sex. Brampton had an overnight camp. It was called Camp Candelore. And I said, that doesn't add up. What school did you go to? And they went to Balmoral. I went to Somerset. I was a proud Somerset SEAL. And I don't believe we were invited anywhere.
So, okay. All right. So Balmoral, was that the cool school in the area?
It sounds like it.
Wow.
What do you always say? Head in your own boat. All I ever worried about was Somerset.
Okay.
And to this day, all I worry about is Somerset.
Right.
Okay. Because character counts.
You guys obviously didn't do great because you didn't get invited to the overnight camp. They didn't trust you, huh?
No, they didn't.
Well, that's too bad.
A bunch of other camps we're going to text in from the 905. Hamilton Catholic School Board had an overnight camp in grade 8, Camp Reboof.
Oh, okay.
From the 905 Oakville kid here, we went to Brock University Science Camp for 2 nights in grade 6.
That would be fun. That'd
be
science
a lot
camp?
Of fun, yeah. I assume you get to touch one of those things that makes your hair all staticky. That'd
totally.
Be cool.
And you should, at least one kid in your class should be able to set something on fire.
Absolutely.
Like
otherwise,
a trusted
you're doing
kid.
Science camp, right, if you're not setting something on fire?
100%.
A bunch of Kearney texts came in from 416. Ah, Kearney. Great trip. Brings back a lot of great memories. The trip every grade 6 looked forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I did Kearney in grade 6, though we went for the weekend in the winter. I remember we did the wolf call, some Martha Moose chant slash song, and had to give out awards at the end. Also, there were girl and boy cabins.
Yes, there were girl and boy cabins. You didn't mix. Yeah, there was no mixing happening.
Kearney, I remember going on a night hike and making the wolf calls and hearing them howl back. You know, I'm no expert in child safety, but maybe don't take a bunch of kids that you don't know into the woods and try and attract wolves.
The wolves have no interest.
They might.
They do. What? It's just a bunch of cubs, basically.
Yeah.
They wouldn't want to attack the young,
no.
would they?
Why would they attack the small and vulnerable? That makes way too much sense if you're a predator. Unbelievable.
So you're saying you wouldn't let your kid go?
Nah, I probably would.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Penny Oleksiak, who you know very well from the Rio Olympics, and of course now from the Tokyo Olympics, won a couple more medals, is the most decorated Canadian Olympian of all time. 7 medals total. She won her first medals at 16. She's 21. And by the way, the Olympics happen again in 3 years because it didn't happen last year for the Summer Games. So she'll be in those as well.
Unbelievable.
And she'll only be 24. She'll probably be able to do the Games again when she's 28.
What like, did you accomplish when you were 24? Because it wasn't that.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because she was on her plane ride home because the athletes, after their after their event's over, they got to leave in 48 hours because of how bad COVID is in Tokyo.
Yeah.
So she said, Googled most decorated Olympian of all time, and my name came up. Shout out to the high school teacher who said I should focus on school when I was 16 because swimming wouldn't get me anywhere. Oops. And I was thinking, okay, like I'm thinking, okay, burn.
Yeah.
So my thought is, what if you're that high school teacher? Like, it's entirely possible because she's from the beaches. It's entirely possible that that person has read this tweet, is listening to my voice right now. Entirely possible. And I just wonder what you think about yourself after that. Like, you know?
So I was digging through the replies too, and Erica Scarf, who's a Paralympic athlete, responded to her and said, same teacher who did not let me participate in gym class. Then I went to the Paralympics. Way to go, Penny.
Same teacher?
Same teacher.
Who is this teacher?
I don't know, but
they seem like a bit of a stick in the mud.
Yeah, or maybe a really good motivator, I guess.
Yeah, wouldn't let somebody into gym class, another Paralympic athlete. Wild. So this is my question to you, okay? And it doesn't have to be Olympic gold medal.
Good, yeah.
But you accomplished something in your life that you're very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing you accomplished that you're very proud of that you definitely have that story of, somebody said I couldn't do this?
Well, I have a lot of stories with people being right.
Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
So I was 19 when I first got my on-air, like a first on-air job. And so I was working in Barrie, and I was going to Humber College. So I was working at a station called B101 in Barrie. Barrie's hit music. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, 19 years old, wasn't very good on the air, admittedly. Like, you just start out. It's like learning to skate. You're not good.
Yeah.
And... but I was still good enough to be on the air. And I remember the guy that hired me left like a week later. And we went without a boss for 4 months. So I had nobody there to train me, nobody there to teach me the ins and outs. And this new guy shows up, and his name's Derek.
Okay.
Derek. And Derek's in his 40s.
Okay.
And he's bitter. I don't know what made him bitter, but he's mad. And he's not very nice to literally anybody.
Especially not somebody who's young and has their whole career in front of them.
Maybe that. I don't know. But anyway, I remember walking into Derek's office, and we do these things called air checks in radio where you, and this is painful.
It's a nightmare.
If you've ever heard yourself on a voicemail and you go, oh, that's what I sound like.
Yeah.
Well, imagine you're in a room with your boss looking directly at you in the eyes and listening to yourself back and kind of critiquing what it is you have to do. That's what it's like.
And keep in mind, nobody ever just goes, great job.
No, no, that wouldn't be good. What their job is to do is to criticize you to make you better.
Yeah.
This guy looked at me after a couple of breaks and he said, so what do you want to do with your career? And I said, well, I'd like to be on the air in Toronto by the time I'm 22. That was my goal.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, that doesn't happen for everybody, right? As in like, and it was very obvious what he meant, as in ain't going to happen. And he continued on to be one of the worst bosses I've ever had.
Just
not helpful, not nice. I was dying to get out of there. And I remember when I was applying for Virgin Radio in Halifax, I called my boss or my future boss there every other day for 2 straight months. And he'll attest to this. He works actually right here at Virgin Radio now in one of the other departments.
Yeah.
So I called Rob, finally got out of there. And that's when my career took off. I took less money to go do overnights in Halifax and was like, please get me the hell out of here.
You just had to get away from the toxic guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at 21, I was on the air in Toronto.
Whoa!
And here's the best part. I was doing evenings at 22 here at Virgin Radio, and the guy messages me, this Derek guy. And he's like, I can't believe how great you're sounding. You're just absolutely spectacular.
Okay.
And then he said, always believed in you.
Okay.
And that is when I did the mature thing and gave my computer screen the finger.
Yeah.
But, and I, you know, to be honest with you, I was always very, I said, you know, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help or whatever. But what I should have told him to do was stick it in not so many words. And from everybody that I know that still knows him, he's still as bitter as ever. What a shock.
It sounds like you gave him the career middle finger because things worked out.
He was the worst. So this is our question to you. You got a story like that. You got a story, which is much better, like Penny's. Penny Oleksiak.
Yeah.
Gold medal winner. Teacher said, nah, swimming's not going to get you anywhere. What is that in your life? I'm really curious about this. It's 416-872-9999 to call. 999-999 to text.
with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The question for you is, you did something amazing, but they said you couldn't. It's like what DJ Khaled's always saying. Like, they don't want you to have a nice house, but you do. Except I'm not really sure with him who doubts him at this point.
I don't think anyone does, but I think he's like Michael Jordan. He just makes up stories and he's like...
And I took that personally.
Yeah.
Now, Penny Oleksiak had an I took that personally moment when a teacher said, hey, you should focus on school because swimming's not going to get you anywhere. This is before she won 5 medals at the Rio Games and then 2 more at the Tokyo Games.
Yeah.
So, what's that moment for you? 999-99 text.
From the 613, I've been applying to a super competitive program for the last 5 years.
Whoa.
Some of the faculty during my undergrad told me I didn't have the personality for the job, mainly because it's, quote, very serious. And while I take work seriously, I am very easygoing. Guess who starts that program in September?
Hey!
I love that.
Congratulations.
From the 289, it's actually happening right now. I'm 21 years old, and I'm a manager at a store whose general manager just left. I'm the one doing everything the GM does, but I was told by my district manager that I'm not ready, etc. I just got a job with another company as a general manager, and he's still telling me I'm not ready. But you know what? 21 years old as a restaurant general manager is completely insane. He's wrong about me. And when I told him, it was like I slapped him across the face. It felt great.
So you know what? The best moment I ever had, I think, in my entire career was resigning from my first radio job because of Derek, the bad program
Classic
director.
Derek.
Yeah.
From the 289, a teacher told me I'd never make it into business school because I misspelled business on my timetable.
Wow.
Now I'm the executive assistant in a wealth management firm making roughly $100 million in assets.
What?
I think that's
managing,
the company.
Managing $100 million in assets.
It's definitely managing.
You're not making $100 million.
Otherwise, come hang out.
Yeah, man, we can be friends.
This one's interesting. From the 647, my English teacher always told us a story about Jason Spezza from when he taught in Mississauga. Jason Spezza is, of course, a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Saying, Jason, why didn't you do X assignment? And his answer was always the same. I don't need to. I'm going to the NHL. He said, 1 in a million kids make it, Jason. Jason said, I'll be fine. And sure enough, he was. I just looked up Jason Spezza's career earnings, by the way. He's made $90 million because of hockey.
Is that all?
Yeah.
It's not $100 million in assets.
Not yet. This last one here from the 289. I was the opposite. My teachers thought I would do great things, and I didn't.
Not yet. Doesn't mean you won't. Remember, it ain't over. What's that?
They know who they are.
Okay, over. Fair enough.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario released its 2021 school plan yesterday. Elementary and secondary school students will both return to the classroom 5 days a week in the fall. There will also be an option to do at-home learning if you're more comfortable with that. We're also going to see the return of field trips, school assemblies, music programming, and extracurricular activities. Adam Wilde. You two were in band, as I was.
Mm-hmm.
What instrument did you play?
I was in choir.
Ooh.
I was.
Well, la-dee-da.
I know. And, you know, it was because there was like an extra credit. So
yeah.
If you showed up at 8 o'clock every morning and you just showed up and sang in the choir, then you could get an extra credit. And I figured that would be useful because I thought later on in high school, I'm probably going to fail at least one class.
I'm going to need to bank this.
Honestly, that's what I was doing. I'm like, that's a bird course and I'm taking it because I just don't trust myself in actual real courses like math.
And were you right?
Close. Very, very close. But the choir thing ended up being great because I was like, my buddies and I started a band and we had so much fun with that. And like, so, you know, while I thought it was sort of a joke at the beginning, I actually ended up really enjoying it.
Look at that.
Loved it.
There's a life lesson in there.
I know.
Buried beneath a metaphor, which I can't understand. Rihanna is officially a billionaire. She's now worth $1.7 billion, according to Forbes, making her the wealthiest female musician in the world and second only to Oprah as the richest female entertainer. But it's not her music that made her so wealthy. The bulk of her fortune, they estimate $1.4 billion, is from the value of Fenty Beauty, which, of course, she owns half of. Much of the rest lies in her stake in the lingerie company, Savage X Fenty, which is worth $270 million. And then the rest of her career earnings are from her career as a musician and an actress, which is not a very big percentage of $1.7 billion. Good for her. Canadian Olympic diver just returned home to a marriage proposal at the airport. It's really adorable. Jennifer Abel, the Laval, Quebec native, returned home from Tokyo after winning silver in synchronized diving last week. because they have to leave after 48 hours of their event ending. Came to Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport to a nice warm welcome. And her boyfriend, David Lemieux, got down on one knee and popped the question. And of course, she said yes.
That's amazing.
I don't know how I would feel after being on a really long flight from Japan and then getting proposed to in an airport.
But yeah.
To each their own.
You know, because you always want to take a shower after,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. You want to watch the smell of airplane.
What is it about the airplane? You're like, I got a shower. Yeah. Like, it's just there's something about it. You're like, I'm greasy and gritty. But you know what? You're probably on such a high after winning a silver medal.
Almost like she came home to a gold medal as well. Because
the ring's probably gold? Is that what you were going with?
Ooh, wait, do you think he got her silver then?
Can you wrap it up?
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This bears repeating. Andre DeGrasse, 200 meter gold medal sprint winner. Congratulations.
Amazing.
Now, I don't know if you remember the famous picture with him and Usain Bolt from the last Olympics in Rio where they're smiling at each other at the finish line because Usain Bolt got his last gold. Andre DeGrasse got silver. What's interesting about that picture is that happened at the 200 meter sprint. So it was almost like Usain Bolt at that point passing the torch.
Yeah.
And here we are 5 years later instead of four. Andre DeGrasse wins his gold medal. So the torch is officially passed, which is kind of neat.
That's super cool.
Very cool.
It's so our medal count now is at 9, 8?
15.
What?
Yeah, it's 15 medals.
Man, I got to learn how to count.
It's not bad. I mean, really, Canada doesn't traditionally do very well at the Summer Games. And there are way more things to do at the Summer Games. You look at some of the Chinese and the U.S. totals, and Australia does really well as well. Mm-hmm. And there's like, well, we've got 78 medals. And it's like, how do you even celebrate all those people?
And I know a lot of us were really pumped to watch the women's final for soccer. It would have been like last night, right?
Yeah. It was supposed to be, apparently supposed to be today.
Yeah.
And then I've heard somebody text in and said, no, it actually has to be tomorrow. But I don't know. The end of the day, it's going to be on Friday.
Yeah, yeah. The time change is really messing me on this one.
Me too.
They had to postpone it because the heat was so bad. So when you think that Andre, he won 200 meter. Pardon me. In 40 degree heat.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Which is why they postponed the women's final for the soccer game. So it's just, when you factor in what they're going through this year, it's nuts that they're able to perform on the biggest stage in the biggest moment at just incredibly uncomfortable times.
And that sets us up for one of the most spectacular like Olympic moments ever. It's like one of the last days of the Olympics on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's the soccer final for women.
Cannot wait.
So good luck to the Canadian women, even though they can't hear us right now. Very excited to see how that goes. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're out of here for today. But we just wanted to quickly remind you, and this story is absolutely viral right now, that you can get fined. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Fined in Vaughan, $615 for feeding squirrels. This is unquestionably the most popular thing we've talked about this morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we first talked about it, TJ, I did ask TJ, I was like, $615 for feeding a squirrel. Apparently in Hamilton, it starts at $10,000.
$10,000 can get up to $25,000. In Mississauga, it starts, you can face a max penalty of $5,000. But in Toronto, it doesn't sound like there is a penalty. And now, it's more categorized as fines for feeding wildlife.
Right.
So,
but squirrels are that.
Yeah.
And I guess this couple in Vaughan was warned, and they even named him. His name was Sonny.
Yeah.
But I guess it brings other squirrels to the neighborhood.
Yeah, and squirrels can be rather destructive.
We didn't know that. I was like, what's the worst a squirrel can do? So we got deluged with texts.
Inundated with texts.
Crazy. So a few of them, one of them, my favorite text was, my mom likes to feed the squirrels, but my dad hates it because he had to replace all the wiring in his boat after the squirrels chewed through it.
Yeah.
Can happen to cars. They also, you know, dig up your garden and put nuts in it, which is fine by me, like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I can deal with that. But I guess they can get into your roof as well and nest. And people have had, like, people were texting and going, we had to replace all the insulation in our roof because of the squirrels. And I didn't realize
which
all
is
that.
Like thousands of dollars worth of repairs, is it not?
Yeah. 100%. I had no idea. So
this
there
one,
it is.
Squirrels can chew your car's wiring. It happened to two vehicles at the apartment building where I lived, and it's very costly to replace. Squirrels can be very destructive. A friend of mine had to replace all the insulation in their attic.
Yeah.
My dad had to rewire his boat. They dug up our entire garden. This way you're going to get a dog.
Yeah. I feel like with a dog, the squirrels are gone, right?
You know, I always laugh. My stepdog is obsessed with squirrels. And I always laugh like, Charlie loves squirrels. Little did I know that Charlie was helping us. She's protecting us from the wrath of squirrels.
Didn't know squirrels had a wrath, but Charlie
did. Yeah, she knew.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Have a great day.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.